a word for you from Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 and 5. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Here we find a seeming contradiction. We are told not to answer a fool according to his folly, and then we are told we should answer a fool according to his folly. But as you look at this verse a little bit closer, and I encourage you to go and look at it for yourself, and read chapter 26 regarding the fool, the character of the fool. God spends a lot of time speaking about the fool because he wants to save his people from being foolish, and not to have the character of the fool. So in the previous verse, we are told not to answer a fool according to his folly. Don't be like him in his stupidity. Don't talk with that raised voice and that argumentative way, becoming red in the face. Don't be like him. Don't be on the same level as the fool. And yet now we are told, answer a fool according to his folly. So there are the times when we should not be silent, where we are to give an answer. And it says, answer him according to his folly. In other words, use his very own arguments to destroy his own foundations, to undercut what he believes. Because the fool actually believes in nothing. We are also told in Proverbs that it is the fool that says there is no God. Because in his heart, he doesn't believe that there is a God. Occasionally, if there is thunder and lightning, he will believe for those few moments and even call out in prayer to God. But because he's a fool, he'll go back to believing that there is no God. And he has the courage to speak to Christians like yourself, and he is wise in his own eyes, we are told in our text, and we are told, answer him. Use his own arguments. If he is challenging you about creation and saying that we are just an accident in the universe, it's just because of a Big Bang, it's just because atoms came together, well, use his argument and tell him, well, then in that case, it doesn't really matter what he believes, what the fool believes, because it's just an accident. And the way you believe is just because your atoms are bouncing away in a different manner in your own head. Use his own folly. Use his own stupid arguments. The Lord says, lest he be wise in his own eyes. There are arguments, and you need to read up, make yourself more knowledgeable, be able to answer those who question you. And at least for the fool, there are the times when you need to undercut him,